I was operating some kind of a strategy, you probably guessed. I don't know if you figured out what it was. I wasn't concerned about the TAs. I was concerned with our continued relation with the rest of the labor movement. And so in my dealings with the TAs, I always had to act very carefully that I didn't appear to be anti-labor. Mm-hmm. See, I had been, from the time I was got my PhD here, or even before, I'd worked with the labor movement. I was director of the School for Workers. That was an emergency thing just to fill in until we found somebody. I had been on the university's labor management committee as a management member for years. And we had, even before there was a union, before the state recognized unions, very good working relations with our unions, and still goes on, as you probably know. Tom King and I are friends, by the way.
Yes.
And I didn't want to jeopardize that. So if they brought labor people in, at that time I didn't know Tom King. He was, I don't know what he was, what union he represented, but I knew a lot of labor people. So my whole concern throughout this whole thing was the relations with the labor movement. The TAs couldn't do anything to us. I beat them in that. See, I could have killed them off at the first at the strike. They were beaten at the end. But Alan and Christensen and other people said, "Well, let's not push them too hard." And I went along with it. But they caved. I do believe that people who have a right to organize if they want to. I argue against faculty doing it because I think faculty governance is better than any union contract. But the TAs never had faculty governance, and I never gave it to them, you see. And so I always had a different feeling about them. And they're right, too. And I knew about the Mulvihill Report and felt, and I knew there were some real grievances, as well as the radical activities. So I had a good deal of sympathy for the TA throughout all this, even though I had to be fairly tough in my official relationship with them, because some of them were using it for other purposes. But it was a kind of a mixed thing with me. So I would have been very, at the time, whatever, I don't remember the particular episode, but I would have treated them more seriously, I would say, because I was really dealing with the other labor people. I knew, for instance, that if I took a very anti-labor stand, the pressure that the TAs were putting on the labor people to observe their picket lines would have been more fruitful. That was the game from all along, was not to let our TA thing damage our relationship with bona fide trade unions. I never can consider a student union a bona fide trade union for this reason, that the turnover is such that the people you're dealing with across the table have no investment in the future. I don't think collective bargaining works if neither the employer or the employees aren't going to be there in the future.